Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 18th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Facebook stated it took down 1.5 million videos globally of footage from the Christchurch, New Zealand shooting within 24 hours after the attack. Of this, 1.2 million were blocked at upload. The Washington Post reports on YouTube's efforts to remove these videos, where hashing of the shooting video proved ineffective, causing YouTube Chief Product Officer Neil Mohan to bypass human moderators and use an AI solution to quickly block videos. Mohan also decided to temporarily disable searching for recent uploads and keyword completions. Stanford announced the launch of the Stanford Institute for Human-Centered Artificial Intelligence, an interdisciplinary hub for researchers and students to work toward a human set of values for AI and as a resource for politicians and policymakers. The institute aims to raise $1 billion for research, cloud processing power, and luring talent away from other startups. The advisory board includes Eric Schmidt, LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, former Yahoo CEO Marissa Meyer, and Yahoo co-founder Jerry Yang. Apple announced updated iPads on their website Monday. The iPad mini was updated and now adds a A12 Bionic processor, 64 gigabytes of storage on the base model, down from 128 on the previous iPad mini, support for the older lightning-connected Apple Pencil, a 7-megapixel selfie camera, Touch ID, and a True Tone display. The dimensions and screen size remain unchanged, and it starts at $399. Apple also released a new iPad Air starting at $499. This also gets the A12 processor, Apple Pencil support, and Touch ID. The new iPad Air also adds smart keyboard support. Both use Apple's Lightning connector and offer Wi-Fi or cellular models. Samsung's Notebook 9 Pro and Notebook 9 Pen, announced at CES, will be available starting March 17th. The 13-inch Notebook 9 Pro is available for $1,099 with 8GB of RAM and 256GB of storage, or $1,299 with 16GB of RAM and 512GB of storage. The Notebook 9 Pen ranges from $1,399 to $1,799 for 13 or 15-inch models and offers up to 1TB of storage plus the updated S Pen. In its upcoming IPO, Lyft will offer 30.8 million shares at $62 to $68 each, seeking to raise $2.1 billion, according to a new regulatory filing. According to sources speaking to Bloomberg, the company would be valued between $21 to $23 billion after the IPO. Microsoft announced it's bringing its browser containerization to Chrome and Firefox with the Windows Defender Application Guard extensions. Any linked open that is not on a trusted list will default to open in an isolated Edge browser instance. Navigating back to a trusted page in that instance will automatically switch back to the user's default browser. The extensions require the Windows Defender Companion app to be installed, and of course, the Edge browser. Slack announced the launch of Enterprise Key Management, which would allow enterprise customers to control encryption keys for the organization. Slack CSO Jeff Belknap stated that the feature would make Slack more appealing to regulated industries like financial services, healthcare, and government. Slack already encrypts information in transit and at rest, but this would give organizations the ability to revoke keys rapidly. And finally, the Internet Archive announced that they are working to archive Google Plus content before Google shuts down the service in April. Only publicly viewable posts will be archived, and the organization urges anyone who does not wish content saved to change their settings to private. Archiving of comments will be limited to the first 500, and media will be saved at a reduced resolution. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all the headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.